Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from our God, our Father, and our Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. You may be seated now. Well, Dick, even though today I didn't do the children's message, I'm still going to call on you. Guess what? We're having a party today. We are having a celebration. And that celebration is being shared with more than 190,000 students throughout our country today as we begin Lutheran Schools Week. We join together with them in Thanksgiving. We join together with them in training and preparation as these children who you saw this morning received their education here among 2,068 Lutheran schools throughout our nation. We are one of those schools. Within the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, congregations have the opportunity to come together and to celebrate one of God's greatest gifts to His church. And for us, it is the Lutheran school. From the very beginning of our synod, which began back in 1847, we began with 12 churches and 14 schools. And schools have continued to be an important part of the ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. It is a priority among many of the congregations. And from the very start, congregations supported those schools. There were two important reasons. One, schools made disciples of all nations. And number two, schools taught children to obey all that Christ commanded. And it is today now that our Lutheran schools have that opportunity to continue to share the gospel of Jesus Christ, the good news, with those children every day that they serve. The teachers in our schools are allowed to relate Jesus Christ to every aspect of that child's education. Teachers and students together have the opportunity to share the love of Christ with each other on a daily basis and the forgiveness that He offers to them. And because of that, we see lives that are transformed each and every day. So today we serve not only members of our congregation, but we also serve growing numbers of people in our communities, children from other denominations and many children that are not churched at all. They have the opportunity to hear on a daily basis the word of Christ and to grow in their faith towards Him. And so there is no better reason for us today to celebrate that great and wonderful gift that God has given to us. The text for our message today comes from Isaiah 26, verse 4. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord God is an everlasting rock. So, my dear brothers and sisters in Christ, show of hands, how many of you have taught school any place in this country? Whether it's public school, Christian school, keep your hands up, all right? How about Sunday school teachers? Keep your hands up, okay? How about people who have taught, we got everybody covered here, I guess. You can put your hands down. Well, one of the things we know as teachers, it's fun, is when we have picture books that have illustrations in them, and when we gather those kids around us to show them those pictures, it's kind of exciting. These are early and easy ways to introduce the joys of reading to children. And even our older students here, even at Trinity, like to gather around when there's picture books, especially when it comes to science and maybe social studies lessons. Well, you have come here this morning. We are gathered also around a picture book. And that picture book is called the Bible. Now, when you think about it, as we read our Bibles on a daily basis, there are lots of illustrations and pictures that are given by our Lord to help us in understanding His Word. Even the Lord Jesus Himself pictures Himself as a shepherd, as a vine, as light, and even a door. Our Lord Jesus helps us to learn, and He teaches us through pictures many times. We hear about sparrows. We hear about nets. We hear about treasures and fields. And then when we open the Bible to the book of Psalms, God's children also see many pictures illustrated in that book. In Psalm 1, we see and hear about trees. Of course, the most famous of all the Psalms, Psalm 23, teaches us about Jesus as our shepherd. Psalm 119 talks about him as being a lamp that lights our path. And then in Psalm 18, which Mr. Erickson shared with us earlier, we hear about a rock. I was joking earlier with Pastor this week, and I said, well, we ought to issue rocks to the congregation as they come in today. And as I enter the pulpit, you know, you guys could throw them if you don't like the message. Dix is shaking his hand. What happened? I know. But it didn't come to pass. But we're going to hear a lot about the rock today. Jesus, of course, is our rock. In that psalm which David wrote, it is a psalm that tells about how he was rescued. How he was rescued from the hand of the Philistines and also from a very jealous and aggressive king by the name of Saul. And this was recorded in 2 Samuel chapters 21 and 22. When David and his kingdom were threatened, God provided a place of refuge for him. And David celebrated that in very special ways. His God was his rock of salvation. And when David tried to hide his sins of murder and adultery, the only refuge that he had was to, from his guilt, and the justice of God was God's mercy. And so David has a divine and inspired company of others who are viewing and have used that picture of the rock also. The prophet Isaiah describes God in, again, our passage, trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord God is an everlasting rock. The rock was a prophetic Old Testament messianic picture. And it was from David's family that comes an impenetrable rock, which every individual, including all of us, who is attacked by sin or attacked by Satan, could find an everlasting safety. And that impenetrable rock, of course, is our Savior, Jesus Christ. Those who were blessed to have contact with Jesus in his early ministry or during his ministry saw more than just a two-dimensional picture of a rock. They were blessed to find refuge in the Lord. Those who had leprosy, those who were blind, those who had deaf ears, those who had wounded limbs took refuge in the rock. Those who were burdened with their guilt or had been rejected by others again took refuge in the rock. When it appeared that the rock was crushed on Good Friday, there was another rock involved, the rock that was rolled away from his tomb on that Easter morning. And Jesus would then become, for us, the rock of all ages. Christ's resurrection was proclaimed in the Old Testament by the psalmist in Psalm 18, verse 46. It says this, "The Lord lives, and blessed be my rock, and exalted be the God of my salvation." And then we have the disciple Peter, who himself was called and nicknamed the Rock, who would build on the Old Testament picture. As it says in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 7, "The stone that the builders rejected had become the cornerstone." Then we have the Apostle Paul, who was also subjected to rocks. And in this case, these rocks were thrown at him, especially when he was proclaiming God's message and sharing that word with people. Rocks were also important in the Old Testament as the people journeyed through the wilderness. Again, from 1 Corinthians, we hear, "All and all drank, and the same spiritual drink. For they drank from the spiritual rock that followed, and the rock was Christ." The rock even played an important part in the Reformation history. Martin Luther, as he fled his enemies, of the gospel. He was blessed to find also physical refuge in a castle made of rocks. However, Luther's true security was in the mighty fortress of his God, and his eternal rescue was by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. And then we look at our own hymn book here within our own church. This is also a picture book. It is a picture book of hope and of comfort. We have sung, and today, later on in the service, we're going to continue with songs such as Rocks of Ages, Cleft for Me, Christ is Our Cornerstone, and On Christ the Solid Rock I Stand. Because our Lord Jesus is present in word and sacrament, our churches continue to be a rock of refuge for God's people. When we experience the guilt of conscience, the burdens of the heart, the rejection of the world, and yes, even the pressures of society, our own schedules, and whatever else might be our own enemy, we gather together, like we are today, with the rock of the Word as our refuge. And our Lutheran schools, as an arm of our church, they also have the opportunity each day to open the Bible on a very daily basis and to show the picture also of the rock. Our teachers have the opportunity each and every day, especially like with the little ones, to share stories about a shepherd boy who collects a few rocks and he puts them in his bag to go out and to fight a giant. We also have the children to learn that there is a rock known as Jesus who defeats another great giant, and that great giant for all of us is death. And perhaps many of our families throughout the country who see marriage or their business or other rocks that begin to crumble around them, but it's through that ministry of the Lutheran school and the teachers that certainly serve there, that they can receive the assurance and the support that they need, and also know that there is a rock that will always be solid and will always be certain for them. And then there is the Lutheran school teacher who may face a crisis of health or the sudden death and the security of a loved one. But it is the students and it is the rest of the staff members who might come together to help that teacher and minister to them in the name of Jesus. And they knowing that Jesus is the refuge for that teacher. And so our Lutheran school here at Trinity is a very integral part of the ministry and mission of the Lutheran Church and of our church here. From the earliest days of the Synod, Lutheran schools were important. They were there to nurture congregations' children and as a means to be a mission into the community. And today, our schools continue to do that throughout this nation as a mission and as an outreach to the world. And so it is important. And it is important for us to remember today that Christ is our rock. He is a very meaningful focus for us as we begin National Lutheran Schools Week. And the theme goes well with this week's celebration, because every one of our Lutheran schools, on a daily basis, is built on the foundation and the cornerstone of Jesus Christ. And we are reminded of that today, that the rock upon which Lutheran schools are built is an everlasting rock. Our teachers are not teaching just for today, but they are sharing the word and teaching for all of eternity. And so today, may our eyes continue to be opened to see our rock, our Lord Jesus Christ. May we have faith to stand upon that rock as our firm foundations. And it is through our Lutheran schools that children and you families that have gathered here today, you find yourselves here now and eternally upon this rock. And this is not something that we celebrate in this coming week and then it ends. It's something that goes on year round. We at Trinity have been blessed since 1946 to have a school within our congregation. Some of those years, it's been kind of rocky, but at the same time, God has blessed us through the ministry. And as we gather together now as a church and school, as we reach out to the community, God has blessed us in many ways. Yes, when I began ministry, I had hair, but that's okay. God has still continued to bless me. And as I was telling Greta this morning, she says, you know, it's kind of dim over here in the corner. And I said, well, you know, I could stay in the pulpit, and as the kids are playing, the light shining upon my head should lighten up that corner for her. But it has truly been a blessing to serve here at Trinity, and as I continue to serve in a different capacity. And to all of you families who have gathered here this morning, we thank you for your support of our school. We thank the teachers for their continued ministry here as they share their love of Christ with the students that they come in contact on a daily basis. And so in closing today, I'd like to share with you once again the theme hymn that we had today. That song was specifically written for Lutheran Schools Week, and I thought it was very, very well done. And thank you, Ken, for a great job. But the refrain, upon the rock of salvation we stand, Jesus will bring us to his Father's land. Faithfully rest on Jesus, God's Son, who for the world salvation has won. Appropriate words for us each and every day of our lives, and especially as we begin this week in celebration of Lutheran Schools. And now in closing, trust in the Lord forever. For the Lord God is an everlasting rock. And all God's people said, Amen.